We're up to the beginning, towards the end of the first parak of Mishle. We are up to, let's start again, Pasik Chof. Okay, Pasik Chof. Chochmos Bachutz Tarona Baruchavos Titein Kola. What are we, these two psukim together? Pasik Chof, Pasik Chof Aleph. These two psukim, the Pasik Chof Aleph says, Brosh Homios Tikra. Bepisre shodim boir amarecha soimel. Okay, we'll go. We'll read one word at a time in a moment. But the basic theme of these two psukim are, or the theme is, we are contrasting the wicked in the beginning of this parak who lie in ambush to murder, to kill the innocent, to spill innocent blood. And the nature of the wicked is to hide. That word, that term has appeared multiple times. The wicked are lying in ambush. They're waiting, they're lying in ambush, they're hiding. Because if they would openly tell the world what they're trying to do, they would be condemned, they would be destroyed. In contrast to the wicked who need to hide, chokhmah. People who are righteous, people who are tzaddikim, people who have what to offer, they can behave, go out in public. And indeed, there are four different expressions here. They have nothing to hide from, nothing to be ashamed of. And in fact, their behavior is accepted, admirable, and is a beautiful model for society. And in fact, that's what it says here in these four psukim, these two psukim, four different expressions of chokhmah of Torah being expressed publicly. So first is chokhmos, we did this yesterday, chokhmos bachutz tarona, in public. Tarona means to sing, it will sing out in public. Baruchavos titin kola, that's the second expression. The rechova is the town square. It will give forth its voice. So we have over here chutz and rechov, that's already two. For chutz we have tarona, for the rechov we have titin kola.
And
to sing, arena. In the out in public, chachma will give forth its voice. Then pasuk chafal berosh homios. Now the word homios, if we look right away in the Mitzudos, David berosh homios sham there berosh makom shenishma sham hamoyas bnei adam hamoya. The word homios, according to the Mitzudos, means a tumult. A sound of noise. When you go on the train, right? When you go out in the street, a mahuma. You hear people. There's a commotion. A sound of commotion. So there, one more time, the words of the Mesudah Stavit. Sham Barosh Makam Shenidim. Barosh Makam means at the center of the Makam, where you hear a commotion. Town square. You go to a Grand Central Station. That is a center, a major center where people are coming and going, and there is a sound of commotion in that makom. That is where Tikra Chochma calls out. It's a public. It is displayed publicly. This is something which is an ideal. People should seek. People should study. People should be aware of. And the last expression is Bepischei Sha'arim, among the entrances to the gates, in the town gates. That's also today we don't really appreciate this idea very much, but in ancient times, that's where anything important took place was to the Shar Ha'ir, the entranceway to the city. That was the most public part of the city. That's where Bo'ir, in the city, Amarechos, its words, Soimer, its words are spoken. Its words are spoken. The Mitzudos stuff, it says, B'pisrei Sha'arim, Mokom HaNechnasim V'Hayotzim, the place where people enter and leave, Bo'ir, B'chol Ir V'ir, in every city, Toimar Kol Chochma, Es Amarecha, Chochma will speak its words. Chachma will express its sayings. V'hu'in melitza, this is an expression. U'cho'imir, what it means to say. Hatoyer, what is the meaning of these two psukim in contrast to the beginning of this parak? Haloi, hatoyer, geluya l'chulam. The Torah is revealed for everyone. Umashira al kiyuma, and the Torah itself speaks up and says and tells people that it shall be fulfilled. The words of Torah are just, and the words of Torah should be listened, should be practiced, and should be studied. This is what is Torah is speaking and bringing forth its expression. So again, we have here four different expressions, and each expression, notice, each expression corresponds. There's a mokoim and there is an expression. Each one is more intense than the next. Chutz just means out in the street, it's quiet. So there it's singing. The rechoiva is a more public place. It's the center of the city, it's the town square. There, it's not just a song, titin kola is the connotation of something a bit more intense. It gives forth its voice. Berosh homios, that's even a more public place, a center where there is commotion. Just because a person goes to the town square, the Rechoiva Shalir, doesn't mean you're going to find people. It's a public place. There may be a lot of closed-circuit cameras watching your every move, but it doesn't mean there's a lot of activity there. The Rosh Homios, that's a place where there is a lot of commotion, there's a lot of activity, and there, what?
Times Square.
So Tikra, there, Tikra, the word Tikra, it calls out. That appears to be an even more intense in this progression from Tarona, Titen Kolam, Tikra. And the ultimate place of publicity is Bepisrei Sha'arim Bo'ir, the entrance to each and every city, because people are constantly coming and going, commerce, traveling, for whatever reason, and that is where Amorecha Semer, its words are spoken, its words are said, Torah itself speaks and tells people to observe, they shall be observed. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. Let's do these two psukim in Rashi. Pasuk Chaf in Rashi. Chachmos b'chutz Tarona. Chachmos, wisdom b'chutz Tarona. Harei chachmos secha shel Torah, the wisdom of Torah b'chutz secha tizakena. It cries out in public. Lehashirchem losur elecha. The Torah itself cries out and tells people, advises people to losur, to turn towards the Torah. Umahein chutzos secha. We mentioned this yesterday. What are the chutzos? Rashi quotes this medrash and refers to the Batei Midrashos. What's the next word? Berchoy v'secha. The makam shemarchivin I saw the base medrash. According to Rashi, this is not another place. This is the same thing. The rechoyv shalir is an explanation, an elaboration upon the chutz. It's the place where Torah is expounded upon. Kach darash Rabbi Tanchuma. The next Rashi pasuk chafal v'rosh chamios tigra. The makam shin Nishmas v'nechrezes, show me the place where it's heard and where it is discussed, it is announced. Show me that mokum he koreis v'yomeris, inyin shalomata admosai pesoyim. This mokum, according to Rashi, Rashi is coming to explain that these psukim are leading into the following psukim. This is very common. We have this in Eel very, very often. Rashi very much likes to connect the psukim, unlike the Mitzudas, which more often than not isolates each pasuk. Each pasuk is an independent idea, concept. Rashi tries to take the psukim and incorporate them into the theme that's going to appear even many psukim down the line. And there, over here, all these expressions, when it says toimar, it says taroina, titin koila, tikra, and amarecha soimer, what will Torah say? What are the words of Torah? That's going to appear in the next few psukim until the end of the parak. It's going to give advice and tell the fools, the foolish people, the litzanim and the ksilim, that they should observe the Torah. So one time it was the Rashi, Shom and that makom he korav koreis v'yomeris. It calls that and says inyan shalomata. What we're going to learn in a few moments. Ad mosai pesim. How long will the foolish people continue to love foolishness? The pisrei sharim. Hey, Mokom Yeshivas Hazikanim. According to Rashi, the Pisrei Sharm is the place where the elders, it's where the court. That's what we have in this week's parasha. Vesav Suvo Abi Vimo Vyotsiosomichutz Lamachane El Shar Mikamo in the parsha ben Sarimore, so it says that the parents have to bring the child to the gate of the city. Why the gate of the city? Because that is where the Sanhedrin sits. That is the most public part of the city, and that's how Rashi over here, the ones referring to Chochma, the Beis Medrash, the Mokom Shemarchivim, and the Homios. I guess that's also part of the Beis Medrash. There's a lot of commotion, there's a lot of give and take among the Talmidei Chachamim, and then you come to the court of law where the Zakenim, the leaders, are sitting and can expound. Boaz indeed, right. Boaz also said that we're going to go to the Shar Ha'ir to correct. Very good. Okay, just a few short, yeah?
Lot,
right. Lot, he was Fuyoshe B'Shar Ha'ir. And Rashi, on that day, he was elected to be the official, to be the head of the court. Okay, let me just, there's one interesting medrash. He there many medrash, one minute I wanted to point out. The medrash Tanchuma, okay, more of a standard medrash that we're familiar with, takes this pasuk and says, Birosh Homios Tikra. It takes the word Homios to mean, it's not so simple to translate the word Homios. We translate it, like the Mitzuda says, as a place of commotion. But also can mean, it's an expression of, give me one second, I don't know if I'm precise. My brosh om yosel homil loshen hemyo hachroza vehazhara, warning. It means, according to the Medrash, it means a warning. Homia means it means commotion, but it does commotion means there's much speech, there's give and take. When you
alarm,
yeah, okay. So when there is an abundance of speech and screaming and commotion, sometimes it's attributed to a warning that is going out by the town officials. The people in charge are sounding the alarm. They're sounding the alarm and they're sending out a distress call. So the Medrash Darshan's Birosh in reference to the beginning of the Torah. Birosh, in the beginning of the Torah, Homios, warnings, Tikra, the Torah calls forth. What does that mean according to the Medrash? Elaborates. The beginning of the Torah, we learn about the Dor HaMabul, and then the Dor HaFloga, and then the Dor Anshei Sodom. What do all three have in common? They were all destroyed. Dor HaMabul, the whole world was destroyed. Dor HaFloga, everyone was dispersed. The Dor Anshei Sodom, Gofris Melach Shefa Kol Arza. Why? They were wicked. So the Torah, in the beginning of the Torah, there is a warning, an alarm going forth to us, to mankind, for all future generations, watch out. Don't behave like these three evil groups. There's a club. Could be that these three evil groups, the Medrash, are going to tie in into the next psukim, where there's a lot of discussion about three different categories of people. There are the late Sonim, the Ksilim, and the Pesayim. The fool, the Pesi is the fool, the late is the one that's a scoffer, and the Ksil is also a fool. Pesi, a different case. We'll discuss. There are different types of fools, but there are three different categories. Possibly, what? Is what?
PhD in
fool. Ishbar lo yedo chesil lo yavin ezos. Okay, there are many psukim in Tanakh, but there are going to be three categories. Possibly, there is some connection. I don't know if it's true. There is some connection between this medrash, between the Medrash and the next psukim, which everyone is very busy trying to figure out to decipher the difference between these three groups. But at least it says it very clearly over here, a very interesting approach to explain this pasuk, Barosh Homios Tikra. Don't translate the word Homios to mean commotion, translate the word Homios to mean an alarm. And Barosh refers to the beginning of the Torah. In the beginning of the Torah, Homios Tikra, the Torah sounds an alarm. The alarm the Torah sounds is by reminding us of the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor HaMabul, the Dor Haflaga and the Dar Anshe Sodom, don't behave like them. If you follow their path, it's going to lead towards Korban. To the what? Well, a simple interpretation, Homiya, Nefesh, the Nefesh, say what does it say? Homiya calls out, Homiya Enachanami. Homiya Enachanami. Okay, but right, Enachanami. But the simple interpretation is what the Mitzudos David says, Berosh, Homiyos, it means in a makom, a center. A center location of the city of commotion. Berosh Homios, the read the words in Sulma Tom, Sham the Berosh Mokom, at the head location, the center location, Shenishma Sham Hamoyas Bnei Adam, a commotion of people. Like Grand Central Station. Grand Central Station or Times Square is where there is, it's a center location of the city, and there is a commotion. There are always things happening, people talking. That is the simple translation. But again, here we have over here this new, different translation from the parish of the Mitzudos. Okay, now that we've got...
Have they four madrigals?
Yes, that's what we're saying.
And keep going up, gets up.
According to the Al-Sheikh says each one intensifies. Okay, I didn't see the Al-Sheikh, I just saw it secondhand, but the Al-Sheikh says in these two psukim, Pasuk of Aleph, is a procession of four madrigals. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says it's poetic repetition. The chutz and the rechoiva are the same. They both are references towards the base medrash. The base medrash. A base medrash is not necessarily a public place. I mean, it's semi-public. But it's only for people who are studying Torah. And there, the Torah is sung. Torah is called a song. V'yata kisful chemes hashir hazos. And it's rechayv, it's expanded upon. Then Rashi is silent. Rashi just says, Berosh homios tikra. Rashi just says, B'mokom shehi nishmas v'nechrezes. The place where Torah is heard and is announced. Seemingly, it's a continuation of Pasuk Kaf. There, it calls out... It calls out and says what we're going to learn in the following psukim, and then when it says the Pischei Shami, introduces a new concept, the place of the Zikanim, the Shar Ha'ir, the Batei Dinim, the Beis Medrash, and the Batei Dinim. The Al-Sheikh learns different than Rashi. The Al-Sheikh says that we're dealing here with four different degrees of intensity. There are different types of Talmidei Chacham, I think he says. There's a Talmud Chacham that's more superficial, and then there's a Talmud Chacham that it's more sincere, more wholesome. So the first Madrego is a Chochmos Bachutz. There's a Talmud Chacham that's superficial. It's Misafa Ulechutz. He learns, but it's not the main thing of his life. But even he has an appreciation of Torah. Torona, he sings the Torah, which is admirable. And then we come to another Talmud Chacham who is on a more deeper. Baruch Hoivos. He's a person who is to be found not just Bachutz, out in the street. He's in the Rechoiv. Okay, which has a certain connotation that it's more centered to his life. Torah is more, and he has a greater intensity. Titein Koilo. He gives forth its voice. Then we come to the next madrega, Berosh Homios Tikra. Okay, different, high, more intense form of learning Torah. Tikra would appear to be a more intense form of calling out. And then we come to the ultimate madrega of Bepischei Sha'arim Bo'ir Amorecho Soimer. Okay, now what exactly does the Torah say? Now we come to Pasuk Habez, Admosai Pisayim Te'ehavu Fesi. How long will the fools love foolishness? It's not just that a fool is foolish. Fools love to, they love it. They love to repeat their mistake. Well, there's a saying, I don't know the exact words, but the difference between a wise man and a fool is, a wise man does not repeat his mistakes. Every single person makes mistakes. In tzadik ba'aretz ashayase toiv v'lo yecheta. What's the difference between a wise man and a fool? The fool does it again. He got suckered in the first time. Someone took advantage of him. He knows it's not a good idea. It's not a good advantage. It's not a good investment. It's not a good technique. And then someone comes along and suckers him in to do the same thing all over again. He's a fool. A chacham learns from his mistakes. It's almost as if the fool, he loves his foolishness. That's what it says here. Te'e havu pesi v'leitzim latzon chamadu. A late generally means, we had this many, many times, the person that takes something which is choshev, learning Torah, it's choshev, and you make out of it, It's nothing. A mavatal. A leitz
is
a scorner. Okay, so there are different translations, different definitions, but you take away an appreciation for something that has a true value. You make nothing out of a davar chashva. So yesterday, in the footnote of Rabbi Eliezer Ginsburg's parish on Mishlei, in the art scroll, that leitz has the same letters as tzel. Tzel is shade. Right, Lamed Tzadi, the two letters are just reversed. Why? Because what does a leitz do? He casts a shadow. When there is no shadow, when the sun is shining, you see something in its intensity, in its purity. You see every detail. And then when you cast a shadow, it's dull. You don't see the yofi, the beauty. It's dull. That exactly what a leitz is. He takes a dover choshev, and he diminishes its value in the eyes of others. Now, chomdu means to desire. Desire is even greater than love. Okay, the word chomed has a connotation of lust. It's out of control. Love is something which you can control. I love, but you know, not today. I'm busy today. I have to go to work. When you choinate something, work can wait. I have something more important, right? That is, it's a greater intensity. So a leitz, the need of leitzanis is dangerous. Being a fool, stam, a person that's foolish, he doesn't have an education, he never trained his mind with chokhma. Okay, so he likes to do foolish things. But someone can come along and snap him out of it, can convince him, you know, it's not wise to follow this path. But a person who has acquired the need of leitzanis, everything in life is a joke. Everything is really a joker. A leitz is a joker. What is a joker? You take things that are important, that are chashuv, and you just make out of it nothing. So it's not worth anything. When you get into that mode, I think we all appreciate this. We all see people that are like this. I hope we don't have this in ourselves. When you get into a mode of leitzanis, it becomes addictive. And it comes together, not just love, it becomes chamdu. Then we come to uchasilim. A ksil, the pasuk here defines what a ksil is. It's a person that yisne udas. This is even worse. Hate is stronger than being choymed, chemda. That's the three madregos. That's a very, according to the procession, the emotion of hate is a more powerful emotion than being choymed. And the reason why that's so is because, okay, I'll give you an example of Amnon and Tamar. David had a son and a daughter. They were half brother and half sister. And the Gemara there says that Amnon wanted to marry. He raped Tamar. He raped this his half sister. Why? Because of his lust for her. He was choymed. And the Gemara is kol ahava shetli b'davar batal davar. But, without going into all the details, it was worse. It says in the pasuk that after he did the avera with her, the hate that he had for her was greater than the love that he had for her originally. And I once heard Rabbi Tauber, he gave a shiur about people who, Rachman Litzlan, are all the different types of hate in this world. The greatest hate, the greatest fight, the most intense form of fighting we find in the world is people who are getting divorced. The fights that go on among divorces that turns sour, the hatred that is expressed between man and wife at that point in time is beyond any hate that we find elsewhere in the world. Ruba druba. Why is that so? So he said, why is that so? Because it started out with love, or it started out with an expectation of love. So since marriage marriage involves ahava, and if Rachman Litzlan, that ahava turns sour, that ahava sparks a hatred which is much greater than ordinary hatred. So here is really what the pasuk says, is saying that you have to start ahava. You have that's procession. You have ahava. It's a procession of what a person is. The person starts out to be a fool, and then from the foolishness, the pesi, the simpleton, who doesn't have chachma, everything that he, because he does not appreciate the chashivas, the importance of life and serious matters, he turns into a leitz, and that leitz becomes addictive. It turns into a chemda. And then, when he realizes that his approach to life is a mistake, he's been misdirected, it's like a marriage that turns sour. And when a marriage turns sour, then the hatred is incredibly intense. And that's what it says here, Yisnu Das, then the Leitz turns into a seal whose intensity, his hatred, is intensified.
I don't think that parallel quite works, because the Leitz is directing his Leitz on us, not at something not to a love object, which then turns around into an object of hate.
No, it is a love object. It starts out pesi. It's a procession. You start with a pesi. A pesi, he loves pesayim te ehavu fesi. He loves. You see, there are different ways to interpret the pasuk on a very similar level with three different categories of people. We have a pesi, and we have a leitz, and we have a ksil, and they don't cross paths. Passing ships in the evening. Okay, one has nothing to do with the other. That's one interpretation in a chanami. But there is near ayin panim l'Torah. There's another interpretation that these are different stages in the development of evil people. Not evil people, of people that are misguided. Person starts out as a pesi, as a simpleton. He's presented with an opportunity to acquire chachma. He rejects it. He chooses.
All of these are rejections.
In none of them,
analogy of a
procession. No, I'm not telling you a different shot. I'm telling you.
Those are terms that
yes,
are related.
All of them are directed
to something else, but it's still a term of.
Okay.
Talk about a relationship of man and woman. A person goes out on a date with a woman.
Yeah. Because one was a love object
that turned into
an object of hate.
Yeah. It doesn't turn into hate. There's a step in the middle. First comes from love, turns into lust. Ava. First, you can't come to chemda overnight.
I get that. I just don't.
And then when the chemda turns sour, when the chemda turns sour, what happens? Divorce court.
Kol ha'ava should follow the davar. So when the davar of the lust disappears,
okay, so there is a process. There's a three-step process, and the ultimate is Yisnu Das. Yisnu Das does not happen overnight. It only happens after there's first a love for foolishness, and then it turns into the foolishness turns into a chemda for leitzanis. And then when the person goes through life and a life of being a chemda for leitzanis, he then comes to a point in life where he's not respected. And he comes to terms with the fact that he's a failure and his whole life is meaningless, and that triggers the emotion of hate, which is yisn udas. Okay, that's a process, a dangerous process. But let's see over here the mitzvahs. Again, that's one mahalach. A pashat, like you said, it's just three separate categories of people. One has nothing to do with the other. Pasuk habayz in the mitzvahs for leitzim musav al admosai ha'amor betchilas amerik v'chein kesilim. This pasuk of leitz in the middle of the pasuk of the leitzanim chamdu of the leitzin lotzon chamdu is going back on admosai. The word admosai must be repeated three times. The Torah is calling out. The Torah is admosai. How long will the pesi love foolish pesi? How long will the leitz admosai? Will the leitzim lotzon chamdu? And nochamol admosai adik silim yitzne udas. When will you grow up? When will you break out of this pattern? Okay, Rashi is pesayim hamisatim al yidei misisim umimine. Rashi is giving you a more precise. A pesi is a person that is enticed. A pesi, according to Rashi, is not someone that can do it on his own. He needs assistance. A pesi is a person with whom comes in contact. He's in bad company, and the bad company has an evil influence on him. To misitim umimine and apikorsim. Okay, tev. Okay. Okay.
Misitin,
he's gullible, is a sucker.
That's not what Rashi
says. Rashi says, right, misitin uminim. He's gullible for evil people. What about good people? I don't know. You're right, it doesn't say.
We're talking here about a case. That's what we're talking about.
A specific instance of being okay. Okay, let's go over here again. The Tevu Pesi Hasata Shem Davar.
Unless you, what you want to say is that it's people are more easily convinced to go after bad than to go after good.
Yetzer Hara, of course.
Right.
The Yetzer Hara is all the more.
Right.
Okay. Next, let's get some over here. Oops. I'll just leave it. Don't worry. Leave it there. Leave it there. Don't worry. The fish pot is not going anywhere.
I know he's not going anywhere.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Got wheels on it.
Thank you very much. Okay. Next Rashi. Tevu Pesi. The Pesi, he loves foolishness. Okay. Hasata Shem Davar Lepis. I'm sorry. Hasasa Shem Davar Lepisius. It is the object of the fool. The foolish person, he is enticed by Hasata. Kmo Kli Kari. I'm not sure what this means. Kmo. Like a vessel. Three different words, kli, and keri, and shefi. Three different words. Okay, three different words. A utensil, or a happening. Keri means an event, and shefi means silence. Okay, so we just point. I'm not exactly sure the depth of this Rashi, but he means over here that it is a noun. Pesi,
announce.
That it is the noun, the pesi is the person, he loves foolishness. Kelly, carry, shefi, pesi, it's the form of the segel, the structural form of the word, the segel followed by a chirik, okay, by a chirik mole with a yud. Kelly, carry, shefi, it's a noun that the fool, he loves foolishness. Okay, next pasuk, then before you go further, there is just two midrashim. Okay, the Medrash, we have three categories. We have the category over here, the Pesi, the Leitz, and the Ksil. According to the Medrash Mishle, these refer to specifically three generations. The Pesi is the Dor HaMidbar. Okay, why was the Dor HaMidbar called fools, simpletons? Because they were influenced, they were enticed by the Erev Rav to worship the Egel Hazav, Elu Dor HaMidbar. The Leitzanim, Lotzon Chamdu, who is that? Elu Adas Koirach. Now why was the assembly of Koirach called Leitzanim? Because they were Mevatel, the Chashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu. The essence of a Leitz is a joker. You take something which is important and you make nothing out of it. The assembly of Koirach, they made out of Moshe, Kolam Kulam Kedosh, Uvsoichem Hashem, Umadua Tisnasu, Moshe, you're nothing special. You're just an ordinary person. Everyone is the same. When you break up the structure of who's choshev, not choshev, that is called the Leitz, and this fits specifically to the generation, to the congregation of the Korach. What?
Also the mitzvahs that make them Leitz. How is it called the Tzelis?
Yeah. So it's nothing special. They were making leitzanis of the mitzvos. They were diminishing the value of the mitzvos. And ukisilim yisnu doas. So interesting, according to the Medrash, it's not referring to Klai, it's referring to the malchus of Edoim. Kef Nadal Malchias. Zo Ma Zo Malchus Horishoa Shaloi Kibla Lem O Malchushmaim they yisnu Das. They hate to recognize the ultimate Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the law of the old Torah. They rejected the Torah which is called Das. So therefore this pasuk over here, simul pasuk in Mishlei, three different categories of people. Very interesting. The Pesi, the Leitz, and the Ksil refers to three distinct group of people, the Eda of the Midbar, the Eda of Korach, and the Malchus of Edom. Okay, next Medrash. Yeah. The Klal Yisrael to the Umas Olam. I don't know why, but that's what it says in the Medrash. The Medrash, three different categories of people.
Could you say on Esav and on Edom itself, the Pesi was, let's say, when the Yaakov Avinu, right?
Where was there a Pesi? Pesi has to mean that you're influenced by someone.
They were influenced by the
mother. Gullible.
But they got the Doran, what Yaakov sent, so they didn't bother.
That's why is that called Pesi? I mean,
why would you stop a fight just because you got a couple hundred?
Kesef Yane Sakoil.
And then later we have Amalek and they took the oralus and they threw it in the
I hear, you're making a very good point. I don't know, I'm just quoting the Medrash. The Medrash, yeah, you're making a very good point. You're making this one. The Medrash here is focuses specifically on these three groups of people, two from Klal Yisrael, one from Umos Olam, to explain, to give you an example of what the different categories of people are, the Pesi, the Leitz, and the Yisnu, and the Kseel. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Toshuvu l'soichachti. Here, the Chacham, Shlomo HaMelech is speaking, or we should be more precise, the Torah is speaking, going back to the previous Pesukim we had before, the Torah is speaking, and the Torah says, Toshuvu l'soichachti. Return. Do tshuva. Return to my rebuke. Hine, behold, Abia lochem ruchi. If you'll only come forth, I will bring forth. Abia is a word that is used in reference to a spring. A spring, Abia nachale moyin. A spring is something which brings forth waters. So the Torah is saying, if you'll only come forth to me, I will bring forth the waters. My spirit will flow forth from me. Odia divarai eschem. I'll make known my words to you. Now notice there are three parts of this pasuk. The commentators explain that the three parts of this pasuk correspond directly to the three categories. To the Pesi, to the Leitz, and to the Ksil. The first part is Toshuvu l'soichachti. The Pesi, here it's giving advice. A person that is easily gullible, he needs Musar. Return to my rebuke. How do you deal with a Pesi? So you would think, today, right, you'd ask a psychologist, you'd say, go easy on him. He's a gullible person. Gullible person, you don't go give mus, you don't scream at. That's not what it says here. Adarabba, the gullible person is the most receptive towards receiving musr. It's a very interesting idea. What?
Because he's gullible.
It's something which is very interesting. You know, today you always do. Everyone is so it's always coming to analyze. A lot of psychologists always trying to figure out the best mouth, what works best with which type of group. Here, the commentators are trying to match up these three for the previous three, and that matches up the concept of rebuke, which is pretty harsh. You would expect that rebuke is something that you would give to the ones who hate Das. Yet, the third category, yet that's not so. That's not at least what the part according to this interpretation of the pasuk is. You may argue that's not the correct interpretation. But if you want to follow in this derech, it's saying that a person that's a soinei Das, it's not going to work speaking harshly. Speaking harshly to a soinei Das will have a bad effect. Him, you need a different technique. The one that's most receptive to words of rebuke is the Pesi. Then comes the second category, the late, the one that makes his jokes around. To him you have to open up. You have to show, bring forth spirit, ruach. Ruach is a commentation of warmth, of express to him your inner essence, bring forth to him, and that will change him around. And the third category of the sonei das, the ksil, who hates das, odia divarai eschem, him you have to make it known. There's no expression of ruach, there's no connotation of warmth, it's just purely intellectual. Make known to him my knowledge, and that will take away his hatred for knowledge. Let's read the Mesudas Pasuk of Gimel.
Before that,
You said before in the pasuk that abia means to scream.
Abia means to flow, to bring forth. Look at the mitzudos. Look at the mitzudos. Sion. Adaber kmo yabia oimer. Okay, Rav Yosef is right here. He's in the mitzudos. Yeah. Yeah,
first pasuk.
No one got that. Yeah.
First pasuk. Moshe
yeah.
So how does that?
The Moshe leitzim lo yashav. Yeah.
Moshe leitzim lo yashav. So you're saying here you have to reach out. You have to encounter the.
According to this interpretation, yeah, if it's true, I saw this in the Art Scroll by Ginsberg. He says that Pasuk of Gimel corresponds to Pasuk of Beis. There are three parts. Einachanami, this is the Pasuk of Gimel is giving you the correct approach in dealing with the three different categories of people. The Leitz, for him, the approach is Abia Lochem Ruchi. Ruchi is not the same as Das, and it's not the same as Toichocha. Toichocha has a connotation of harsh rebuke. Das has a connotation of intellect. Sit down and study with him the words of Torah. Ruchi has a connotation of warmth, of my spirit. My spirit will envelop you. And my abia...
Emotional appeal,
exactly. And in Echanami, that is a surprising idea that delays the person who is a joker and makes nothing out of important things. The approach to deal with him is the emotional approach. That's a different approach. That has to be studied. I have to go back and study the context of the psukim. Einochinami, but now only in the order. Not everything is a carbon copy. I just made one small point, and there the order was Sur Meirava Asei Toiv. Shtavit HaMelech begins telling with first, stay away from evil and then do good. Shlomo HaMelech here is doing something very similar. He starts off Mishlei by first rejecting the Rishoyim, don't reject, and then he comes in with a positive reinforcement of Asei Toiv. Okay, more than that, I don't know. You're right, there probably are much deeper parallels. But let's just focus for the moment on what it says over here. Let's see, possible. What? Yabia Omer is the name of a Rav Yosef Svarim. Shalos and Shuvah Svarim. Yabia means to bring, to express. Yabia Omer means to speak words. Yabia is a word which means to express,
to bring forth.
Omer words. Yabia Omer. Yabia. All right, I didn't quote the Mitsudo says adaber, the word abia. I quoted another source, which means it's used in reference, often in Tanakh, in reference to a stream. When there is a nachal, there's a stream of water, a fountain or a stream, the stream flows with water. It means the same thing. All the Mitsudo Sion is saying is that the word abia is in this context refers to words, that but it means the same thing, to flow. The word shall flow from the person's ruach, from his spirit.
Well, I think that's what we talked about last year. There's three different approaches to kiruv. Right for Shabbos, that's ruchi.
That's ruchi. Learn it's das. That's das. And the other one is musar, toichacha. But no one is really advocating that approach today.
We gave up on that one.
We gave it. We tried. That approach doesn't work too well today. Okay, so there are three. A pesi it takes it very seriously. Yeah.
It makes sense, just the opposite.
That's what we would think. That's the chiddush. That what we think is just the opposite. Das balabayis hofuch midas Torah. That's what Chazal say. What you would think, what an average person would think to be correct, if we study the Torah many, more often than not, it's just the opposite. It's a very interesting idea. Rabbi Leizer Ginsburg, he says this idea. I don't remember who he quotes it from, but it's a fascinating idea. What is the approach to a pesi? The approach to a leitz? The approach to a ksil? A pesi is the one that can handle musar. He's the one that you can take a stick and beat up. He's gullible. He that will guide him. If you take a stick and beat up a ksil, which is a person that hates knowledge, he hates. He's anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian. You know all these the yisn udas, the haters, the self-hating Jews. It's not going to work to take a stick and beat them up. With them, you have to go on, take an intellectual approach. You have to show them devarai odia, to make it known. Odia devarai eschem. To them, you have to sit down and have a debate. You have to have a debate. Does it work? I don't know. I don't see the debate. The debates don't work too well either today. It doesn't seem. And the lates, the joker, he needs some emotion. He needs someone to talk to his heart. Let's see the Mitzvah's Pasuk of Gimel. Pasuk of Gimel. Listen to my rebuke. I will speak my spirit. I will warn you at all times. Okay, so this just means to give us a very, very, very simple translation. I will continuously speak to you. There is no Rashi. Okay, there is a medrash. And the medrash is a beautiful medrash. Beautiful medrash is Yalkut Shemayni. The medrash says as follows: Hakadosh Baruch Hu in this pasuk, in pasuk of Gimel, is pleading with Klal Yisrael, do tshuva. Hashem spoke this pasuk to Klal Yisrael while the Beis Hamikdash was still in existence. There was still a Beis Hamikdash, and Klal Yisrael was doing averos. And Hashem is saying, listen, please, tshuva l'seichachti. Please return, do tshuva. Listen to the words of rebuke from the prophets, because, and if you'll do so, then abia lechem ruchi. Then you'll merit my spirit. What's the spirit referring to? The words of Yechezkel. What did Yechezkel say? Hoyoy hoyod var Hashem el Yechezkel. Hashem spoke to Yechezkel the very beginning of Sefer the Maisa Merkava, the Haftarah for the first day of Shavuos. What does it say there? Vo'ere v'hinei ruach. He saw the ruach Hashem. I don't have a whole pasuk in front of me, but the beginning of Maisa Merkava and Yechezkel begins with Yechezkel seeing the Maisa Merkava, the ruach. And what happened, Hashem? But if you're not going to, in other words, I will bestow upon Klal Yisrael the Merkava, Ruach HaKodesh, and there will not be a Chorban. But if you don't listen, you don't do tshuva, you fail, then you're going to have the words of Yirmiyah. How do words of Yirmiyah begin? V'im lav, odia divarai. The focus is on the word dovar, dalid beish reish, aida Yirmiyah d'siv, divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, mitzafon, from the north will come Nebuchadnezzar, and he will destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So this pasuk, according to the Medrash Yalkut Shemoni, is being uttered by Kadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, these two Nevi'im, they live at the same time. Yechezkel and Yirmiyah, they live during the same tkufa, during the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael at this point in time, do tshuva. If you'll do tshuva, you'll merit the good words of Yechezkel of the Maisa Merkava, where the Ruach Hashem will come upon you. But if you fail to listen to my words of Musar, then you're going to suffer the words of Yirmiyahu, who predicted that Nebuchadnezzar will come and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Teshuva l'seichachti, and if you'll do, hinei Abi alechem ruchi through Yechezkel the Ruach Hashem. But if you fail to listen to my Musar, then I'm going to bring upon you odia divarai eschem, the words of divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu mitzafon tiposachara, the words of Churban. Okay, now we come to pasuk chav dalid. Yan karasi, next pasuk. Yan because karasi vatim enu. Hashem says, because I've called out to you and you have refused to listen to me, Natisi Yadi, I have spread out my hand, Ve'ein Makshiv, and you have refused to listen. Okay, we'll read the next pasuk because it all goes together. You have annulled. Okay, that is a very powerful word, rejected. It's bittul. The word vatifru means to vatul kol atzasi v'seichachti loy avisem. You refuse to listen. Because, so again, these two psukim is the introduction to what it says in the next pasuk. Let's read right ahead in order to get a flavor of what's going on over here. Gamani, because you have failed, Gesundheit, you have failed to listen to me in all the different things that I have all of my overtures, which include Karasi, Notisi Yadi, And because Vatifu Esatsosi, Vesaychachti Lo Yavisim, there are four different expressions, four different forms of rejection that Klal Yisrael is guilty of. That's why Pasuk Chavav says, what are going to be the consequences? Gamani, that is very, very scary. Be'edchem Eschok, when you suffer misfortune. An aid means a tragedy. When tragedy comes upon you, Hashem says, Eschok, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to mock you. I'm going to say, good for you, you deserve it. That's pretty scary. Elag. Elag is another word of mocking. What do you say?
To deride.
To deride. Fachtechem, when you come in a situation where you are in a state of terror. And then he goes on in the next psukim again, elaborates upon all of these things, these terrible, horrible tragedies that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn his face, is going to hide, going to ignore, or even what it said in the beginning, is going to actually take delight in our tsar, because we have rejected him four times. Four different forms of rejection. Let's see what?
That would make a nice
okay, that's very good. So you can say it. Be bold. Go where no man has gone before. What? Okay, this is going to be the chapter. What chapter are you up to in your book? What chapter are you up to in your book?
We're in the book 60.
So this will be 61. Yan Karasi Vatimo Enu. Let's take a look over here at Pasig the Mitsudas Pasuk of Dal Yan. Alachain therefore, Hoyle since Uminatem Lishmoya Mashe Karasi, you have refused to listen what I have called out. Notisi Kederech Adam Hamarames Minatias Hayad Lahakshiv Lamarov. A person gestures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using body language. That's also a very interesting idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not just using his voice, he's also using body language to Klal Yisrael so that they should do tshuva. They shall return to him. I've pointed my hand. Ve'ein makshiv, ein mi makshiv. There is no one that is listening. Pasuk chafhein lemitzudas vatifru. Bitaltem atzasi v'loritzisim l'kabel techachti. You have annulled my advice, and you have not wanted to take my musar, and therefore goes on the pasuk chavav. We'll come to in a few moments. Let's just first see Rashi chavdalid natisi yadi lirmoiz lachem losuri lakalish baruch who has spread his hand to mirames to hint to Klal Yisrael to turn towards a kadosh baruch hu kadam hamirames to chaver biyaday, like a person hints to his friend, gestures to his hand with his friend, v'noy to yaday love losuri love, like you wave your hand to your friend that you shall turn towards you. Vatifru vativatlu kolatzasi she. I have advised legadol atzchem ba'olam, how to raise you in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah has taught us how to live our lives, but we have rejected. Okay, now let's discuss a couple of midrashim. The first medrash refers to. Let me just make sure I got the right medrash over here. Okay, let's skip that medrash. Okay, let me tell you a medrash in reference to the creation of Chava. Okay, it's a good thing there are no women here, because they wouldn't come back after they hear what I tell you now. This medrash, the Gemara darshins, Vatifu chol atzasi v'seichachti loy avisem. The medrash, Yalkut Shmoini. Okay, women study that medrash. That's a popular medrash. Yalkut Shmoini. It says that this pasuk is said in reference to the creation of Chava. Vayiven es Hashem Elokim es Satzela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava out of a rib. Where is a rib? A rib is located inside the body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wanted to create Chava, he could have taken any organ from Adam to use as his stem cell in order to create Chava. I'll read you the entire, it's a very interesting medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch came to create Chava, Hashem said, where should I create? What part of the body should I take out of Adam HaRishon and use as a source to create Isha? Maybe I should take a part of a person's head, part of a person's mind. So the medrash says Hashem rejected that. Why? Very interesting what it says. It's fabulous. It's very entertaining, this medrash. Shaloi tehei mikilas roish, kalas roish. A woman would be lightheaded. A lightheaded, no one likes a lightheaded woman. It's not a good midah for a woman to be lightheaded. Hashem would have taken a bone out of man's head to create a chava, a woman would have been lightheaded. What about the eye? I'll take a part of the eye. A woman will be looking around the entire day. She would see too much, exactly. As if she doesn't see too much today, correct? As if she doesn't see too much. Someone said to me recently is that there was a certain gadol, one of the gedolei hadar, he told me the name of a rebbe, a certain rebbe, he used to tell his chassidim that the whole world, they call me harav, hagoin, rabban shel kol b'nei hagoyle, hagoin ho'aniti, all the long, long list of titles to describe his greatness. He says, you know, but my wife, she calls me Chaim. His name was Chaim. She doesn't call me all of these titles. Says, do you know why? Because my wife, she knows the real me. She lives with me, so she knows I'm no tzaddikol, I'm no gol, I'm no tzaddik, I'm never chakodesh.
So my wife calls me Chaim. Doesn't think I'm a tzaddik.
So you can't fool your wife. The wife sees everything. So Hashem says, I don't want to make her from the eye because the eye shall be a sakronis. Okay, what about from the ear? No, because she will be easily enticed. If I'll create her from the ear, that means that her nature will be to listen, to accept, and she'll be suckered in to do things that she should not do. What about from the peh? Maybe I should create a chava from a bone in the mouth. No, then she'll talk too much. Even the Chazal say, Mosh and Dabronios. What about from the heart?
90%.
I heard from a psychologist, he deals with marriage counseling. He says he's in practice for 30 years. He never had a case where a husband came and complained that his wife is too quiet. Never happened. Next, V'loy min halev, not from the heart, because she'll be jealous.
It says jealous.
The medrash, I thought it's entertaining medrash. Well, the medrash selects she'll be jealous. V'loy min hayat, she'll touch too many things. V'loy min aregel, she'll go to all the department stores. V'loy sash ela min hamokim hatsanua becholva. Kadosh Baruch Hu's advice was to a woman that should be kol kvuda bas melech penima. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted a woman to be atsanua. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a woman from the tzela, a part of the body that is hidden, that is inside. Shafilu b'shoshu yorom, even when a person is naked, this part of the body is hidden, it's concealed when it's inside. And yet, here comes the punchline of the Medrash. The Medrash quotes Medrash in Bereshit, the Yalkut Shmoni Bereshit, which describes the creation of Chava. And then, so after all that, after a long discussion, a long give and take, Kadosh Baruch Hu was deliberating what exactly should he do, where should he create Chava. So Hashem finally came to the conclusion after all that. What does it say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk quotes, Vatifru es atzasi, you Chava have rejected my advice. I went through this whole long process to find the right bone to create you, and so you should be a tsunua, and you didn't do it. Vatifru es atzasi, loy barasi, I created you, and what happened? And what happened? You didn't listen. Now here, let me follow through. It's very beautiful. This is the beautiful part of the Medrash. You didn't listen. I wanted you should be a tsunua, and what happened? Vatif resatzasi shebitalta machshavta sheti tsunua. First of all, you're not a tsunua. What I wanted you to be, you were not. And everything else that I didn't want you to be, you were. For example, loy barasi osam narosh. I didn't create you from the head. You should not be kalas rosh. And what happened? What does it say in the pasuk? This pasuk in Yeshaya, we once learned this a long time ago. Vatelachna nituyos goron. The benos Yerushalayim were described as women who walked with their necks stretched out, which means they violated this concept of being kalas roish. Their heads were too light. Nituyos goron. V'leminoayin. It says in that same pasuk in Yeshaya. It says umesakrois enayim. They painted their eyes with makeup in order that it should look beautiful to the eyes of the men. Ha'oizen, it says, v'sara shoymas, Pesach Ha'oyal, which according to the Medrash was something that is negative. We interpret, what's the big deal? So I was listening. What was she eavesdropping? That's not a Jewish midah. That eavesdropping led to Vatitzchak Sadi Kibol Lemar. And that led to criticism. And led to denial. Okay, one thing led down the slippery slope. It all started with something negative. Sarah should not have been eavesdropping. Hashem said, I did not create Sarah from the bone of the ear precisely for this purpose, that she should not be an eavesdropper. And Sarah was. But women are midabronios. That's why, that's last week's parasha. At least the memory, or this week's parasha. So this is Vatidaber Miriam. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. From that's the Makar, not to speak Lashon Hara. One of the Sheish Zechiros, Vatidaber Miriam. She spoke Lashon Hara against her brother Moshe. V'lo min Haleif. Hashem said, did not create from the heart. And what do we have? Shnemar, Vatikanei Rochel Ba'achoysa. Rachel was jealous of Leah, didn't have children. Chazal are not so pleased. V'loy min hayad, so that she should not be someone that touches too many things. V'arehi mimash mishanish and emar, v'tignoiv Rachel es hatrofim. V'loy min haregel, so it's really remarkable. This medrash, this remarkable medrash, is where it goes through all of these things that Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the parts of the body that Kadosh Baruch Hu rejected, so that a woman should not follow in that midah, and yet shows all the women of Tanakh, they failed in that regard. Even though they were, okay, of course, on their madrega, Tanakh always super magnifies.
The point is that the man was created over all these bodies. He was created with the blood, he was created with
okay, that's a separate issue. That's a separate issue.
That's not Tigna Rochel. She was also for a Bar Mitzvah. She tried
okay.
To took away the Avodah Zorah. That's not the Tigna Rochel.
So that's what it means. I think the medrash, the focus of the medrash is chol, all, because there was a long discussion, and every single thing was rejected, and yet every single thing that was rejected, yet finds its way in Tanakh, where a woman failed to withhold from abusing that midah and the midah of tzlius.
That example of a tignoi is not shy.
Not tignoi, but tifru.
Because that was a door of Shem Shemayim.
Ki mishashli b'chol keilai. Maybe they refers to. Okay, we will stop here.